Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Former President Woodrow Wilson wrote, "Government is not warfare of interests. We shall not gain our ends by heat and bitterness, which makes it impossible to think either calmly or fairly." Merciful God, it is already an interesting week with so much still to accomplish. That heat is being generated, making things more difficult for us to think calmly and deal with each other fairly and rationally. So help us this day to acquire your spirit within us so that what is said is helpful and what is done is right in your eyes. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, here. Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, here. Dixon, Engler, Goodman, here. Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from St. Francois, Senator from the 11th, Senator from the 2nd, a quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 63rd day, Tuesday.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. To introduce some special guests.
Proceed,
Mr. President, in the upper gallery, in these very awesome shirts, tie-dyed, red, white, and blue, you gotta love it. We have the St. Joseph School from Cottleville, Missouri. 103 eighth graders are up here learning about state government. We got our picture taken. We all fit in the picture. We had a really wide lens. And they had a bunch of questions for me, Mr. President. We answered them all. 74% of them wanted to be a state senator, and one kid wanted to be a state rep. So they are having a fantastic day. This is their first stop to watch us in action. So I'd like the body to make them awesome, but I also have a special person. I have the granddaughter of our friend Sam Licklider, Alexandra Licklider, who is going to be serving for a page for the day to serve without compensation, Mr. President. So if the body would make them feel welcome, I would greatly appreciate it.
Will all the guests of the Senator from the 2nd please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate? We're delighted to have you here with us today. We don't often get groups that large and fine-looking young people. Senator?
Mr. President.
Proceed.
Continuing on that same tradition, Mr. President, of fine Missourians and great Americans, I have two very special Missourians over on the left, my left, your right, Mr. President. I have my parents that are visiting today. So I have my father, Chester, or Chet Root, as you like to call him, and my wonderful mother, Eleanor, that are up just watching and visiting. The body would make them feel welcome.
We're delighted to welcome the parents, the guests of the Senator from the 2nd. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the body's indulgence, I'd like to introduce a guest. Over on your left, we have the Chief of Staff of the Senator from Johnson, Karen and Mike Michelson's son, Matt, a.k.a. Kool-Aid. And I would ask, Mr. President, if Kool-Aid could come stand up here in front so everybody could see the outfit that he's wearing today, and we can see it, but we have to see the shoes. As we know, Wednesday is Seersucker Day. Matt has taken this to a new level, and with your indulgence,
Senator,
and Matt, could you...
Senator, may the chair inquire of you?
Happily.
Senator, did you know, you don't know, but a few minutes ago as we began, I thought enough of this outfit that I asked him to come over here so that I could take a picture of it with my cell phone. Will the guest of the Senator from Jefferson, staffer of the Senator from Johnson, please walk over, please approach the dais, please approach the dais so that we may take it all in. Senator from Johnson.
A special introduction.
Courage is one of the most important virtues, and it must be applauded. Senator.
Introduction of guests.
Proceed, Senator.
I would like to introduce my former Chief of Staff, Matt Michelson.
Will the guest of the Senator from Johnson please rise for... Senator from the 7th, can you top that?
Well, I'm going to try, but I don't think so. My guests are not quite dressed up to the guest that was introduced before. I don't think we could top that. But I'm pleased to introduce one of my constituents and the doctor of the day, Dr. Stephen Slocum, and his partner, Scott Saget. Did I say that right? A failed stand. He is our doctor for the day, and they are both our ophthalmologists, and I will want to welcome them to help us today.
We're delighted to have these highly skilled medical professionals with us today as our guests and doctor of the day. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't know how you can wear that suit and act like you don't want any attention. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading, Senate bills. Senator from the 4th, Senate Bill 788.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 788 be called from the informal calendar and taken up for third reading.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill that we perfected yesterday. It is a bill that makes the circuit clerk in the city of St. Louis and in Cole County an appointed position. With that, questions?
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire the senator from the 4th?
Does the senator from the 4th yield?
I do.
He yields. You may inquire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, how many times do you have to pass this bill?
I hope, hopefully, this will...
This is it?
Fit.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate Bill number 788 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 788, an act relating to the appointment of circuit clerks. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Polk. Senator from Cole. Senator from the 24th. By your vote of 30 aye, 3 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose do you rise?
Could I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Yes. The gentleman on your left, I was looking at my calendar. Is this Dream Sickle Day at the Capitol? Thank you.
I think it's Seersucker Wednesday, perhaps. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading, the formal calendar.
Seeing no objection, House bills on third reading, the formal calendar. House Bill 1039, the Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from Cape Girardeau, House Bill 1039.
I already talked to Brad. He said it. President, I move that House Bill 1039 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Bill 1039 be read a third time and put upon its final passage.
Cell-phoned messages are not allowed on the Senate floor, so please remove the cell phone, remove yourself, or put your cell phone on mute or vibrate. Senator from the 2nd.
Where are you, Mr. President?
State your inquiry.
You state that cell phone messages are not allowed on the Senate floor. Now, cell phone calls are not allowed on the Senate floor, so would you like to restate your...
I probably misspoke. Cell phone calls are not allowed. We don't want to hear anything from your cell phone, so put it on vibrate. Was that your phone?
No, it wasn't. Now, can I take a picture from my desk, Mr. President?
No.
If it's with my phone?
No.
So basically, cell phone calls and taking pictures with your phone are not included.
That would be correct.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you for your inquiry. Senator from Cape Girardeau has moved House Bill 1039 be placed upon its third reading and final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 1039 deals with local government employees' retirement system, LOGERS. It allows an option for deduction of health care and long-term care premiums up to $3,000 annually from retirees' benefit as permitted by federal law. After 9/11, the federal government provided for first responders and emergency personnel this premium deduction of up to $5,000 annually if it relates to public safety individuals. The federal law, not our choice, the federal government's choice is that they were going to only allow this for those first responders, those emergency personnel, those public safety officers. It is not, by federal law, not our choice, available to all the other county employees or civil servants that work for our local governments. This option is permissive in federal law and made at the discretion of the retiree, with premium payments made directly from loggers to the applicable insurance company, thereby providing for pre-tax savings for the retiree. Once again, under federal law, not state law. The federal provisions contained in the Pension Protection Act of 2006 allows for this option, which applies only to, again, public safety retirees. House Bill 1039 assists in providing conformance with the federal law. There are approximately 3,000 retired police officers and firefighters covered under loggers that, at their discretion, would be available for this pre-tax savings for the deduction of long-term care premiums. Mr. President, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Cape Girardeau renews his motion that House Bill number 1039 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Bill 1039, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Shaw, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Lawrence. You are not recorded. Senator from the 10th. Senator from the 7th. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, go to the order of business of House bills on third reading. The informal calendar, House Bill 1623.
Seeing no objection, House bills on third reading. The informal calendar, House Bill 1623. The Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1623 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now ask that the Senate substitute that's currently pending be sent back. And, Mr. President, I have a new substitute.
Madam Secretary, please send that Senate substitute back. And please send forward the new Senate substitute.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move for the adoption of the Senate substitute. It has been distributed. Ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. You've moved the adoption of the new Senate substitute. Would you care to explain the new Senate substitute?
Thank you, Mr. President. In the summary and in the substitute, you'll note that the amendments that were adopted yesterday by the Senate are included in the substitute.
for the sake of moving this along, but certainly open to discussion. There are additional provisions that I viewed as relatively non-controversial, and I'll go through those quickly. There is a provision regarding how county collectors may send tax bills and enforce penalties on such bills that was offered by the senator from the 23rd. Provides for certain voluntary annexations not subject to review by St. Louis Boundary Commission offered by the senator from Franklin County. Provision that modifies reimbursement on TIF funds for certain emergency service providers. That is to say that those emergency service providers can be reimbursed for the new services that they are providing through the redevelopment, which sort of clarifies where we're at in current statute. That is offered by the senator from the 13th. Senator from Lewis had an amendment that allowed Shelby County to join other counties to put a tax proposal on the ballot if they choose to pay for Rock Road for county roads. Senator from Andrew had a provision regarding modifications relating to municipalities authorizing recreational off-highway vehicles. Senator from the 23rd had another amendment that allowed municipalities to display its identifying information on plates. That is a current practice, but I think by some, but not currently authorized. The senator from Franklin had an amendment that provided for a certification process for fire sprinkler installers. The senator from Cole had an amendment that adds to the counties of Boone, Callaway, and Cole the list of counties in which fire protection district directors may be served as paid employees or officers of the state or any of its political subdivisions. The senator from Andrew had another amendment that modifies provisions relating to the law granting fire protection districts certain powers that don't require water supply companies to modify their infrastructure. In the previous substitute, the fire protection districts were given authority for location of hydrants. This just ensures that the water protection districts aren't required to sort of dig up all of the current infrastructure to accommodate that. And the senator from the 7th had a provision. We had the recall petition down from 25% to 20%. Her amendment put that back at 25%, and that's in here. Those are the new provisions, Mr. President, on the Senate substitutes that's pending now before this body. Be happy to answer any questions, but also would certainly defer to those senators who had those amendments, who I know care very deeply for those ideas.
The senator from the 15th moves the adoption of Senate substitute number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. If I might inquire of the senator from the 15th.
Senator,
I yield. Yes.
He does yield. Proceed.
I think you just saved me some effort here, but I just wanted to make sure. Obviously, I haven't seen this newest substitute, but I heard you say senator from Franklin 2 different times.
Twice.
And I had 2 amendments that I was going to do, but I think you've just fixed it.
They're in
I
the substitute.
Have to do that. So the sprinkler stuff is in there?
And the voluntary annexation provision for Eureka.
Yeah. You, sir, are a great American.
You look great today, I might add. Thanks.
Yeah, and so do you.
Thanks.
We don't have any love for the senator from the 1st. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from the 22nd, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Okay, so we're on Senate substitute number 2.
Correct.
So this is no good anymore. All these amendments are no good anymore.
Most of them have been incorporated, yes.
I do have a serious question and concern, and you know the issue. For the last, I guess, 4 years now, I've had a bill called the Public Bidding Construction Act. For the benefit of the body, and most people probably don't know this, if you're a municipality or a public body that exists with taxpayers' dollars, there is no state requirement that you have to put out for bid any capital improvement projects. But yet, counties have to do that, the state has to do that, MoDOT has to do that, but cities and local governments do not. They're encouraged to, but there's no requirement for them to do that. There are virtually thousands of public bodies throughout the state that do not put out for bid any capital improvement projects, even though they're being used with taxpayers' dollars.
Right.
the fight every year ends up being between the Press Association and the Missouri Municipal League. And once again this year, we probably won't get it passed. It's been, characterized by the Press Association that if we would allow these bids to be posted online, that the public won't know about it. Then it's been characterized by the Missouri Municipal League that if we allow the posting to be only in the newspaper, they claim that that's an unfunded mandate and they'll sue if the bill passes. There's frustration by me I don't know if I can express well enough on the floor, but this should be about what we're doing with taxpayers' dollars and not whether the Press Association and the newspapers are going to make their money by having things bid in the paper, or that Missouri Municipal League is going to sue if we require it. I'm searching for an answer.
Well, and I know you've worked hard on it, and I agree. Like, where we're at now is there is no requirement. And I think the provision that you had in there was the posting or to have it on the Internet, which is better than where we're at now, but the Press Association opposes that because it's not in newspapers. If you go to newspapers, Municipal League opposes that because they claim it's an unfunded mandate. And I think they've gotten sort of comfortable with this ping pong that goes back and forth. But,
thousands of public bodies out there that have no requirement at all and haven't adopted their own ordinance.
Right, and I know you care about this. I think we need to find a solution. I can promise if they're listening that we intend to deal with this, maybe as a standalone bill next year and really push it through and make them come to the table to find a solution. Because I think where we're at, where it was last year, everybody gets very comfortable of yanking it out at the last minute or whatever because they have their friends on either side. But the truth of the matter is, as you've correctly identified, it's really about saving taxpayer money and people being on notice of what's out there and getting the lowest and best bid. And I want to try and resolve it. You know, the reason why it's not in this bill is it had a number of people come to me expressing their deep reservations
as
about
have I.
It. And you have too. And so I think it's something that we'll continue to work on, but it is not in this substance.
And to reiterate to you and then to the body, this came to me when I read an article in the Post-Dispatch a couple years ago about a city in St. Charles County that did not have this ordinance adopted by their city council. They built a new city hall. A city employee got the bid. He also had his own contracting company to build a new city hall. He falls off the roof of the city hall, goes into a coma. Turns out that he and the mayor were having an affair. She goes to see him at the hospital. The gentleman's wife files you're the lawyer.
An injunction?
A restraining order on the mayor. Since that's public record, the press got news that there was a restraining order on the mayor. They went and investigated it, and this whole thing blew up. Now, this was a $2 million city hall that was bid that way with taxpayers' dollars.
Right.
It's something that people need to take serious, and I appreciate your help on this issue, and I know you're as frustrated as I am.
Yeah, we'll keep working on it.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Further discussion. Further discussion. Senator from the 8th, for what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment. It's been distributed. I ask for a waiver of the reading. I move for its adoption.
Send the amendment forward. Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
Yes, Mr. President, this is an amendment for Blue Springs. Apparently, Jackson County is underneath Chapter 141 for foreclosures on delinquent land taxes. The rest of the counties in the state of Missouri are in Chapter 140. What we are doing is adding Chapter 141 to Section 67.469, which was amended in 2005 with this language. So we're just wanting to get Jackson County updated with everything else that the rest of the counties are in the state of Missouri. Be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from the 8th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Substitute Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you rise? Senator from the 8th, do you yield?
Do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I heard your explanation. Could you just walk through it just real briefly with me?
Sure. So in 2005, there was an amendment to 67-469 that added Chapter 140 for foreclosures for delinquent taxes language in it, but did not incorporate 141, which is where Jackson County does all their foreclosures under. The city of Blue Springs is wanting to make sure that they are held whole in a situation where a neighborhood improvement district, if there's a foreclosure in process, and they want the same capabilities as any other city in the state of Missouri would have.
Okay, for the formation of a NID.
Not a formation of. It's for foreclosure of a property that would be inside of the NID.
Okay.
Neighborhood Improvement District.
Okay, so this is the Neighborhood Improvement District you were talking about?
Right.
With me. Okay. All right, I just want to make sure. All right, thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 8th moves adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Substitute Number 2. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 1. Senator from Green, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment. It's been distributed, and I have a copy here that is redrafted to the Senate Substitute 2. I'll send it forward as for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment ends in .35S. This is language that's already been adopted, I believe, unanimously by the body. It's just a land conveyance for the city of Springfield, land to Missouri State University. Be happy to answer any questions.
The senator moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2 to Senate Substitute Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Green moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2 to Senate Substitute Number 2. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 2. Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for yielding. Do we think we have all the amendments?
I don't know.
All right. They say there's still more amendments to go. So I'll sit down and let more amendments go on.
Yeah, you have something you want to ask before we get there?
No, I don't. I'll just wait till we burn through more floor time and then I'll make my
inquiry. Great. Thank you.
Senator from Mercer,
for what purpose
do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward. Has it been distributed?
It has been. I'd request a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Holt, would you care to explain the amendment?
This is amendment .12S. I would move for the adoption.
Senator from Davies moves the adoption. Would you care to explain the amendment?
You know, pretty simple, straightforward, good government initiative that ensures that no one is prohibited from getting involved in the public policy process and sharing their thoughts. If there are questions, I'm happy to answer them.
The senator from Atchison moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from Andrew?
Senator from Mercer, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
What does the amendment do? Which amendment are we on?
We are on .12S, and this just ensures, as you know, we've had a series of challenges over time and some firefighters not being able to engage in the political process.
Okay.
And this would clarify that they could.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
I have another amendment.
Senator, is this an amendment to the amendment?
I apologize. I'm out of order.
Further discussion on Senate Amendment Number 3, the senator from Andrew. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Grundy moves the adoption. Senate Amendment Number 3, all those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 3. Senator from the 8th, for what purpose do you rise? Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sure that was an oversight on your part. I have another amendment.
send the amendment forward.
I will send the amendment forward. It's been distributed. It is .10S. I would request a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. Earlier in the year, we passed legislation out of here dealing with the MAMTEC and the need to disclose bonded indebtedness on our web portal. This is the same language that we passed earlier in the session. I would put it forward again. I believe we overwhelmingly passed it. If there are any questions, I'm happy to answer those. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
The senator from Caldwell moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 4 to Senate Substitute Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Sullivan.
Senator from Sullivan, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
I just want to go through this real quick. And
sure.
I don't think I have any problem with it, but daily report, daily. You want to do a daily report?
Let's see. The first part deals with the the first part deals with the bonded indebtedness, and that's done annually, if I remember right. The daily component is when the governor withholds that he will post on the website what the withholds are, and that is a daily update. Doesn't have to be daily, I guess. Just whenever he withholds.
Yeah, the governor shall submit a daily report stating all amounts withheld from the state's operating budget for the current fiscal year.
Do you want to get rid of the word daily?
Yeah, but is it on your other bills that have already passed daily?
I don't think.
I just think that's tedious.
Tell you what, Senator, let's do this. Why don't I pull that and we'll let them do some other amendments while I get this figured out.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Senator from Grundy.
Please send that amendment back.
Madam Secretary, please send that amendment back. Further discussion. Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an amendment. It has been distributed, and I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Please send the amendment forward. Senator, hang on, please. It's getting rather loud here in the Senate chamber. Could we please turn the volume down or remove yourself? Or finish your discussion. Senator from the 7th, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President, for quieting us down. This is probably just been dropped on your desk. It ends with 50S. This is the exact language that we passed through the Senate already, requesting that assessors count foreclosures as current market conditions with regard to appraising homes for tax purposes. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The senator from the 7th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 4. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Speak on the amendment.
Proceed.
This is a fantastic amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 7th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 4 to Senate Substitute Number 2. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 4. Further discussion. Senator from the 8th.
President, I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
It has not been distributed. It is short. I ask that it be read, and I move for its adoption.
Senator moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 5. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment Number 5, offered by Senator Krause to amend Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1623, page 51, Section 67.5012, line 14 of said page, by striking, quote, 23, close quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, 10, close quote.
Thank you. Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
Yes, Mr. President. This is the renewal of a tax in Jackson County dealing with trails and greenway. I believe that 23 years is a tremendous long period of time to ask the voters to come back and to renew it. I think 10 years is much more reasonable. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from the 8th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 5. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from the 8th?
Senator from the 8th, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, you and I had talked about this yesterday. I agree with you about sunsets. I really don't have a problem. But The only issue that I really see is, I'm sure this is non-unique and it's probably happened before, but on Monday we passed House Bill 1504, which you had attempted to amend with 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
The senator from 24th had 23, and that got on. And that bill, I don't know if it's going to be conference, but it's sitting over on the House calendar with a House bill with Senate amendments. Now, I don't know what the revisor of statutes does. I don't know if they go off of the last bill that's signed or whatever, but you're creating a circumstance in which we have the same thing with one thing that says 23 years and another that says 10. And look, I agree with you about a sunset. I think the senator from the 24th put that in because if they do bonds. But as I indicated to you, this is not one of my children. I just wanted to create that. But I also agree with you that there should be a sunset and, you know, that this tax shouldn't go on forever. I also, balancing that, though, recognize that in their proposal, trees and grass in parks continue to grow. You might expand and create a bike trail that needs to be maintained. And midway through that, if the voters say no, you're leaving bondholders, that local government, in jeopardy. So I'm hoping there's a balance somewhere. I don't know if this bill makes it out of this chamber. I don't know what happens to it in conference. But I just would tell you, those are my only thoughts, is that we create a circumstance that this bill passes, that we have one bill that says 10 years and one bill that says 23.
I hear where you're coming from, Senator. I will tell you that in this chamber, you, myself, and two other senators represent the people that are going to mainly pay for this. And I believe that it's our job to advocate on their behalf as much as possible. 23 years is, in my opinion, not reasonable. I didn't win that argument the other day.
Right.
It went on. I let it go through. I am fully committed to if anything comes back from conference, if it hasn't passed the House, to hold the line on 10 years. I believe that this is...
Well, that's assuming this bill makes it out of here, too.
Exactly. And I'm going to continue. I mean, I'm looking... This has risen to the very top of my list of things I'm watching this year, because I believe that these are my constituents, your constituents, that are going to have to pay this. I believe, just like the zoo tax got on, there is no automatic renewal on that. It happens. They're going to get their money forever, and there's no, unless somebody comes with a provision to try to stop it, which is, we know, is a little harder than an automatic renewal. And this renewal, they come out and say, this is no new taxes. We're just continuing to do what we've been doing. But there's accountability.
I get your argument. I guess I'm just telling you that the mechanical part is, if this bill passes, you're going to have a thing that says 10 years and 23. I don't know what they do in that circumstance. By the way, just for the record, this tax hasn't been enabled, so I assume there will be another opportunity for them to address this issue. And that's assuming the voters of Jackson County even approve the tax. Maybe like the zoo tax, the political consultants who are running it won't mention that there's no sunset. But I just wanted to make you aware of that, and also just, I think if this is a big issue, and I agree with your issue about that these things shouldn't go on forever, but Monday you lost on the floor, something else came on, and at some point you can't, you know, you either did, I mean, what, I guess I'm not telling you what to do, but if you didn't like 23 years, with all due respect to the senator from 24th, hold up his bill. I guess at a certain point we can't pass five different bills with five different things in it. So I'm not going to stop you. This is a passion of yours. I don't disagree with a sunset, but I don't know that this bill even makes it out of here or does or whatever. We can deal with these issues in conference. But try to recognize that in the middle of all this, we want to create – I agree with you about a sunset. But give us some flexibility to try to address that issue.
Well, Senator, I believe that the earlier bill is likely to go to conference, and I'm hoping that we get another chance at that. I'm going to work with the senator from the 24th, let him know where I stand. on this issue. Hopefully in conference they can come to 10 years. And that's my whole goal here is I believe 10 years is reasonable. I have come up from my original 6 years. I believe 6 years is more reasonable, but I'm trying to work through the process. I am not trying to kill anybody else's bill. I'm not trying to hurt the St. Louis thing or the Pemiscot County tax. This is a tax on our constituents, and I believe that we should do what we can to advocate on their behalf.
I think there should be a sunset. I guess what I would remind you is there was no financial basis or a basis for the six. You might be able to bond for 10 years, I'm sure you can, but at some point there has to be a basis for these numbers if we're going to say it has to be this. There should be some basis for that other than I've moved from 6 to 10. I mean, these things at a certain point can't be haggling in the market. And there should be some basis for the year that we come up with and whether we agree or disagree, whether we want to enable the people of Jackson County to do this.
Well, Senator, I believe I know the answer to this. There wasn't a bill filed on this side of the body on this year. I know there was one last
year.
And I don't know how far the one got last year. So, I mean, there was no public testimony this year on this provision. And I know the opportunity is to offer an amendments, and it got on. And once again, I'm not trying to hurt anybody else's stuff. I am trying to take care of my constituents in Jackson County that would want an opportunity to say, hey, you're not spending our money wisely. We don't want to continue to pay this tax.
Well, with all due respect to the other body, as you know, my position is this is not the Missouri House. This is not one of my children. It's an amendment. You know, the voters can do that. We have to do our due diligence to make sure there's protections in there. I just want you to recognize in the conference process that we have a problem we're already going to have to work through where we're going to have one bill with 10 years potentially and one bill with 23 years.
Well, my goal is hopefully that if in conference we get it all resolved with 10 years. And I believe that's an adequate amount of years to bond and put the citizens of Jackson County into debt, because that's what bonding is doing, is putting them into debt to build
trails.
That
they choose to do.
And if they, yeah. Right, they do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Discussion. Senator from the 10th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. I had to step out for a minute, and I missed the beginning part of this conversation. Have you offered an amendment?
I did.
And what does your amendment do?
My amendment is taking the 23 years on the Jackson County Parks, Trails, and Greenway District to 10.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Mr. President?
Senator from the 10th.
I have a substitute amendment.
Send the substitute amendment forward.
Mr. President, this substitute amendment has not been distributed. I would request a waiver of its reading, and I will not close until the amendment has been distributed.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. We will not vote on it until it has been distributed. Senator, would you care to explain the substitute amendment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I would move for adoption of the substitute amendment. I listened to the tail end of this conversation. I understand where the Senator from the 8th is. He would like to see a 10-year sunset. I understand what the Senator from the 11th has said regarding allowing enough time for the bonding process to take place. And so the substitute amendment that I have circulated essentially says that there will be a sunset and that the sunset or the reauthorization vote has to be included in the ballot language that we are sending to the voters of the people of Jackson County. So when they vote on whether or not to impose this tax upon themselves, they will be voting on also, they will know how long this tax is going to be in existence. And I think that this is an opportunity for the people of Jackson County to say, yes, I want it, and I'm going to know going in that it's only going to be this long. I'd be happy to answer any questions, and once again, I won't close or until everyone has a copy of it.
The senator from the 10th moves the adoption of the Senate substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from the 10th.
Senator from the 10th, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
I understand, I think, your amendment. My question is, if you're going to put a sunset on a bond issuance, aren't you legally required to put that in the wording of the bond election?
I suspect you probably are, and it will be according to this. I mean, I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, I've been involved with several bond issues. They've all had limits, and we've always had to say what that limit was. Maybe it's not a law. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Fire the Senator from the 10th. I don't have the amendment, by the way, yet.
Senator from the 10th, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
I guess that my point of inquiry is to kind of stall till we get your amendment. I think I like what you're doing, but I'd like to see the language.
Sure,
so I don't know if this is the right recourse. I mean, you can try to explain it again to me. I caught your first explanation, and it seems reasonable. Are you leaving 10 in it, or are you...
No.
So you're allowing somebody else to pick a number?
I'm allowing somebody else to pick the number. Rather than us down here in Jefferson City picking that number, I'm allowing the folks who put it onto the ballot to pick the number.
And it has to be in writing, in the actual verbiage that the voters are going to get the chance to read.
Yes. So when the voters go into the ballot box, they're going to be able to say, number one, yes, I'm okay with this because it's a tax, but they also have to say, and I'm okay with the fact that it's going to be a 6, 10, 23, 500-year tax, it will be in there.
I think that's reasonable, and I would like to see the language, but
sure.
I like where you're going with it. At least the voters know that this is going to be a 20-year endeavor, if that's what they choose.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure that they know up front what they're getting into, because I agree with you. From time to time, I'm frustrated, frankly, Senator, with some of the taxes that I'm paying and where that money is going. And so I thought that this might be a compromise that we might possibly both be able to live with. And I know you're just getting a copy of it, and I'm happy to just talk very slowly.
So where you have 4... that's where they put in the number of years that they... All right, thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Further discussion. Senator from the 22nd.
To inquire the Senator from the 10th.
Senator from the 10th. Do you yield? She does. Proceed.
For a few seconds. I noticed that, we were kind of stuck there, and we can't have you close on the amendment till after our...
if you're okay with that. It looks
Gil, could you hurry it up?
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks for the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
The amendment has been distributed. Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from the 10th moves the adoption of the Senate substitute amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate substitute amendment. Further discussion? Senator from the 1st, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire the Senator from the 15th?
Senator from the 15th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Yes. Thank you for yielding, Senator. You've been very accommodating to our colleagues here in the Senate as far as getting into the second substitute, not the first substitute, but the second substitute.
Second substitute.
Every amendment may be known to mankind.
No, actually, there were some that were left out.
So there were a few that were left out.
A half dozen that
we've covered now, and looks like, pretty much as everybody has. Do you think all of the amendments, then, that are known to mankind have been offered?
No.
No?
I saw you had one that was on a desk that probably didn't
You
fit
are right
here.
Again, Senator from the 15th. Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Send the amendment
I am
forward.
Sending it forward, and it has been distributed. I would ask for a waiver of the reading, and I move for its adoption.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Would you care to explain the amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. What this amendment would do is it would preempt any political subdivision from enacting or interfering adversely with
any alternatives to abortion agency and its officers, agents, employees, or volunteers in regards to their First Amendment rights. And with that, Mr. President, I would renew my motion.
The senator from the first moves the adoption of Senate Amendment number 6. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion?
Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th, what purpose do you
rise? I'd like to raise a point of order. Mr. President, the amendment goes
Madam,
beyond the...
Senator, state your point.
The amendment goes beyond the scope of the original bill and contains multiple subjects. The amendment goes beyond the title of the original bill, and the amendment goes beyond the original purpose of the bill.
The senator from the 10th has moved a point of order. It will be referred to the senator from Stoddard. Does anyone care to speak on the point of order?
Mr. President.
Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise?
To speak on the point of order.
Proceed.
Speak against the point of order.
Proceed.
Mr. President, I don't believe that it is possible to go beyond the scope or range of this bill. But on that note, this amendment starting on line 11 deals with political subdivisions. The title of the bill deals with political subdivisions. So I think that this amendment is very much within the scope of the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the point of order? It's been referred to the senator from Stoddard. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, the point of order is well taken. Send the amendment back.
Madam Secretary, please send the amendment back. Further discussion. Further discussion on Senate Substitute Number 2. Senator from the 22nd, for what purpose do you rise?
Can I inquire the senator from St. Francis?
Senator from St. Francis is not on the floor. Sergeant at Arms, please summons the senator from St. Francis.
President.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to the inquiry? To the senator from the 22nd.
Gladly.
He does proceed.
Good morning, Senator. It looked like we were about to close on this novel. I saw you had an amendment.
Yes, I appreciate that.
I didn't know if you were going to offer it or not. I just wanted to...
I appreciate you thinking of me. And it's something that we need to get down as a technical change, and that's why we put it there. We got it painted, but I appreciate you calling me because I was out listening.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this amendment has been distributed, and I'd ask for a waiver of its reading.
The Senator from St. Francis has asked for a waiver of the reading. Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you care to explain the amendment?
Yes, this is a technical section of the bill. Last year, the representative from Madison County put two provisions for votes for hospital in statute. Both Madison County and Iron County voted on them. They were approved. They were signed. Technically, though, one of them was a county hospital district, and the other was a hospital district board. So technically, they asked me to clear it up to make sure that Iron County was in the section that it should have been in, which is a hospital, not a county hospital, but a hospital board. So that's all this does. I'd be happy to answer any questions, but they just asked me to clarify which section they were in. Thank you.
The Senator from St. Francis moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 7 to Senate Substitute Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senior senator from St. Charles, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would seek unanimous consent to introduce two very special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and your right, I have two distinguished people that are visiting today. They are Daniel McConchy. He is the vice president of the National Organization of Americans United for Life. And we are also pleasure to have the president and CEO of Americans United for Life, Charmaine Yostin, from D.C. So if the body would make them feel welcome, would be greatly appreciated.
Would the guests of the Senator from the Second either wave or stand, and let's recognize them. Thank you so much for coming to Jefferson City. We're glad to have you here today. Further discussion. Senator, I did make a mistake. It is Senate Amendment Number 6. It is Senate Amendment Number 6. Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Thank you. In honor of the orange cross in the upper gallery, I would close on this amendment.
The Senator from St. Francis moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 6. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 6. Further discussion. Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
Do you have amendments? To inquire the senator from the
Excuse me, Senator. Please hold the conversation level down. It's getting very loud in the Senate chamber, or move your conversations to the side gallery. Proceed, Senator.
To inquire the senator from Iowa.
We do not have any senators from Iowa in the Missouri legislature.
Okay, the senator from Atchison.
Senator from Atchison, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
Do you have an amendment?
Yes, proceed.
I do have one. I'm looking to make sure it's the right one.
Dad, you've had a lot of staff issues on this bill.
I have. We're having some very challenging times in my office right now.
I mean, man, alive. You used, Senator, you and I have known each other a long time. You used to be on top of things. You used to, you know, have
Senator,
exactly the direction you wanted to go. You were prepared. You were ready. I the only thing that I know that has substantially changed is just staff work.
It's
not you.
No, can't be me.
All right, Senator. Thank
Good
you.
News here, Senator. I found the appropriate one.
Further discussion.
Mr. President.
Senator from Caldwell, what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
It's on its way. It is being distributed. I would request a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the adoption of this amendment. This is the amendment that the Senator from the 13th and I talked about. It's the language putting the information on the web portal for bonded indebtedness. The difference is instead of one portion of that amendment, what it did was it dealt with when the governor withheld monies from the budget, that would also be placed on the portal. What this amendment says is that instead of doing it daily, they would only do it when they withhold or when they release. So instead of making it a task that they have to do daily, which, you know, as everybody knows, they either withhold or release only a couple times throughout the year, we're going to actually just have the action occur whenever they actually do it. If there are any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Otherwise, I renew my motion.
The senator from Sullivan moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 7. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire the senator from Atchison?
Senator from Mercer, do you yield?
I'd be happy.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
So again, another good government initiative from the senator from Mercer.
Coming out of the substantial leadership that you provided as the chairman of the government accountability, as you know, as you navigated that challenge that occurred in northern Missouri, finding some of the pitfalls that plague us as a state, this is one of the proposals that we brought forward, which was greater transparency in terms of indebtedness. As you probably remember, one of the things that I was shocked about was the fact that there is nowhere that you can go today and look at one single source and understand the indebtedness of any one political subdivision. This will rectify that. Now, what this amendment doesn't do, Senator, that we need to have, I think we need to have an honest discussion about as a body at some point, is one of the things that we've talked about on a couple different occasions now. I remember talking about it in years past, as well as this year, is in terms of when political subdivisions go out for bonding. We've had this discussion about should we require bond insurance, should we require them to insure those bonds, sort of something like that happened at MAMTEC happens. And there's pros and cons to that. I did not put any of that language in here because I don't believe we as a body have come down on what is the right answer there. And as you know from all the investors and the bond councils that we have talked to, there are good points to be made on each side of that issue. And so all this is the transparency component.
Well, I appreciate that, Senator. I think that out of the hearings that happened in the Senate and then also on the House side, that there are still some measures that we need to, consider as far as not only transparency, but ensuring that the taxpayers of this state are protected from local decisions that are made that could put, these communities in jeopardy financially.
Yep. You know, I think that we can, as we look at what happened up there, the reality is there are some very reasonable and common sense approaches that we can take that ensure greater accountability for the taxpayers and actually provide some greater protections to the taxpayers that, in my opinion, will not drive up the cost of doing business or operating as they need to operate. But the reality is that right now, we truly lack transparency and we really lack any reason of accountability in many of those areas that are probably being used greater than anyone ever thought they would be, specifically the bonding and some of the requirements and or lack of requirements around the issuing of bonds.
Okay, and then the other part of your amendment that addresses the governor's withholds or releases?
Yes.
I take it that even though there isn't an additional withhold or an additional release, that anybody can go to the portal and be able to see on an ongoing basis what the governor continues to withhold?
Yep, that's correct. And where he's withholding from. I mean, part of this is also about, having real information about, let's say the governor withheld $100 million. And 80 of that 100 million came from the transportation line items for schools. Well, clearly in that scenario, you would argue that the governor's, one of his lowest priorities is funding transportation for schools, because that's the first place he goes and withholds from. You know, the senator from CAPE and I have stood on this floor on numerous occasions and talked about the withholds that have occurred, specifically in education funding, the lack of coverage they have got, and the disappointment that I think we both share that our rural districts continue to fall on harder and harder times from a transportation perspective because we have not kept that commitment. But with all that said, I just believe there should be transparency and any citizen should have the ability to go to the web and see it.
Great. Thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from Saline, for what purpose do you rise?
I ask unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objection. Proceed.
Mr. President, down here on the front, I'd like to introduce Billy Sellers. It's his birthday today. He's from Lexington and would ask that he be made page of the day with serving without compensation.
Happy birthday, Billy. Let's give him a round of applause. Thanks for being our page, and you will serve in that capacity without remuneration. Good job, Billy. Further discussion. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
To briefly inquire the senator from Nottoway.
Senator from Grundy, do you yield?
I do, Mr.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I appreciate the amendment and the idea of transparency and letting everyone know the fiscal status of these political subdivisions. I think an add-on for next year might be that we also include access to the unfunded liabilities of the political subdivisions, both on and off balance sheet.
Pensions, that type of thing.
Excuse me?
Like pensions, you're
like
saying?
Pensions, and also whatever health care mandates are out there. I'll give you a real-life example. In the state of Illinois, the average person in the state of Illinois, they own a $3,300 unfunded health care liability. The average citizen in Illinois, their state has promised $3,300 of health care to their retirees that's completely unfunded. Here in Missouri, it's $81. So we've done a good fiscal job. But I think that, you know, when our citizens decide to move to specific political subdivisions, they should know, am I moving into an area that has an unfunded pension liability that's 20 and 30% unfunded? And it's been upheld consistently that unfunded gap will ultimately have to be funded by people that live in those political subdivisions. So this is fine this year, but I think next year we need to also add to that portal citizens' ability to understand the unfunded liabilities of the subdivisions.
You know, Senator, I think that you actually raise a very good point, and that is, for the first time in my life, anyway, I believe the focus on the deficits, whether it's the national debt, whether it's debt at the local, state level, people are more in tune to that than I ever remember. And I think that the one component that is still not discussed openly that we need to get our hands around, because the general public needs to understand that liability, is exactly what you're talking about. Whether it's the pensions, these off-book obligations that are not accounted for in all the discussions we
have. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the Senator from Nottoway.
Senator from Atchison, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to clarify. I have an amendment, point 16S.
17.
And we're on 17. And what's the difference between the two?
On 16, it was daily reporting. Or maybe 16 was when they only when he withheld. 17 is both the withhold and the release.
Okay. When we use adjectives, sometimes, I mean, conspicuously posted, searchable, is there any kind of legal?
No, just the web portal.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, Senator.
Bet.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator from Davies, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Nottoway moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 7. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 7. Further discussion. Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment. I shall send it forward.
Send the amendment forward.
It has been distributed, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading, and I move for its adoption.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you care to explain Senate Amendment Number 8?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a similar amendment that I offered earlier that was ruled by the pro tem, not germane to the bill. I've changed that amendment so that it only addresses and starts with political subdivision and not the other language that was in the original amendment. If there are any questions, I would be happy to address those. If not, I renew my motion.
The senator from the 1st moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 8. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I rise to raise a point of order that is not going to be well taken.
State your point of order.
Mr. President, this amendment goes beyond the scope of the original bill and contains multiple subjects. The amendment goes beyond the title of the original bill, and the amendment goes beyond the original purpose of the bill.
The senator from the 10th has asked for a point of order that will be referred to the senator from Stoddard. Does any senator desire to be heard on the point of order? Does any senator desire to be heard on the point of order? The point of order will be referred to the Senator from Stoddard. Senator from Stoddard.
Rule on the point of order. The point of order is not well taken.
The point of order is not well taken. Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Speak against the amendment. Mr. President.
Proceed, Senator.
This amendment, I think, is not appropriate for this bill for a couple of reasons. First of all, it, I think, takes away the ability of local political subdivisions to regulate activity in their districts as they see fit. I have been nothing if but consistent on the issue of local control, and I think that this is one more example of the state of Missouri trying to regulate our local municipalities and how they conduct their business and how they regulate business in their own cities. Second of all, it raises...
Excuse me, Senator. It's getting very loud in here. Would senators please hold the volume down or move their conversations to the side or rear galleries? Proceed.
Thanks, Mr. President. Second of all, this raises an issue that regardless of what side you're on, it's a very contentious, hot-button issue, one that is quite controversial, and I'm sure that for those folks who do have amendments that have made it onto this bill, they would probably prefer not to have a controversial item such as this in the bill for fear that if it doesn't die under its own weight before it gets to the governor's desk, it would also be at risk, of course, of a gubernatorial veto or possibly even litigation. And so for those reasons, I speak against the amendment.
Further discussion. Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment number 8? Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator from the 1st, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from the 1st moves the adoption of Senate Amendment number 8. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment number 8. Further discussion. Senator from Harrison, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a good government amendment. I'd like to send it forward.
Send the amendment forward.
Thank you. It is on its way. It's been distributed. I request a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of this amendment ending in .01S. This is language that we've passed out of the Senate on numerous occasions dealing with road use, and specifically that each municipality will make sure there's at least one route available through their community for trucks. Is a situation that arose. We dealt with it last year. It was in the transportation bill when it got vetoed. And so in my never-ending commitment to good public policy, I brought it back again this year and trying to get it passed. If there are any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
The senator from Worth moves the adoption of Senate Amendment number 9. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Are the senator from Grundy?
Senator from Atchison, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. You are prolific. I just want to say, prolific amendment guy. I just want to ask, does this have something, you represent how many counties? 16 counties? Is that maybe an explanation as to why you have?
Yes.
Okay, I'll buy that.
And, Senator, in all fairness, it's been a few years since we've passed a local government bill. So
well, it may end up being a few more.
This stuff is kind of...
Thank you for your assistance.
Further discussion. Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Inquire of the Senator from Atchison.
Senator from Mercer, do you yield?
Do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I believe your amendment is the one from yesterday, correct?
That's right. And okay. My understanding from our discussions is that you might have an amendment to my amendment.
Right. Last year we dealt with this issue. I don't have a problem with the lines of your amendment that just deal with precluding a city from stopping illegal egress.
Uh-huh.
But this whole other part of lines on page 4, lines 1 through 4, and on page 3, lines 13 through 29, that, I'm worried, opens up some unintentional consequences of civil immunity that I'm concerned about. So if it's all right with you, if we could just go back to the base language of precluding.
I'm very familiar
with the issue involved.
Here's my only concern, and I mean, I'm going to take your amendment because I think we need to keep the process moving. Here's my concern, Senator, is if an individual or a company is using a street in a legal manner, I do not believe they should be, nuisance lawsuits should be able to be brought against them. And I thought we dealt with it last year, but if we didn't, then...
Right. So. My concern is somebody lives next to a quarry,
sure.
Right? You can't totally preclude their ability, even though somebody says it's lawfully being used as a road. They might be creating damage to that property. And I just don't want to preclude somebody. A court's going to hear that. A court's going to throw it out. You had previously, on another bill, dealt with the whole where it can't be a repetitive nuisance issue.
That's correct.
So I just want to leave it not with us deciding all those matters and putting it in law. And so I agree with you about that a city shouldn't stop it, but I think this maintains the balance between the two interests.
That sounds fine.
Mr. President?
Senator from the 11th.
I have an amendment. I have a Senate amendment to the amendment, Mr. President. It has not been distributed. It is brief and may be read.
Send the amendment forward. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment to the amendment.
Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Amendment 9, offered by Senator Callahan, to amend Senate Amendment 9 to Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Bill 1623, page 3, line 13 through 29, by striking said lines and further amend same section, page 4, lines 1 through 4, by striking said lines.
Senator, would you care to explain the amendment?
Mr. President, the Senator from Andrews' base amendment precludes the city from being able to pass something to stop something from driving through. I think that's wrong for a city to be able to stop a legal thoroughfare. However, the lines that we're striking extend to any property owner. It limits their ability to seek redress in court, and it's certainly an issue we can deal with in conference and other ideas, but I believe that the lines that we're striking that further extend on that amendment are far too broad and create unintended consequences. With that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to yield to any questions.
The senator from the 11th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Amendment Number 9. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Lynn, for what purpose do you rise?
To speak on the amendment.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would encourage my colleagues to adopt the amendment. My top priority is making sure that these business owners, these trucks, can get from point A to point B. If a problem arises and we have some excessive number of lawsuits because of this, then that might be something we have to address in the future. But I think in terms of keeping everything moving forward, we need to adopt the amendment and let's get this issue resolved to ensure they have egress through the community, and then from there we can deal with legal issues if they even pop up. So with that, I would ask my colleagues to support the amendment.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The Senator from the 11th moves adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Amendment Number 9. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Amendment Number 9. We're now on Senate Amendment number 9. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from DeKalb, you are recognized to close.
Close.
The senator from Gentry moves the adoption of Senate Amendment number 9. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment number 9. Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
Yep.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. Do you think we have all the amendments now?
You know, I don't know.
Do you have any idea
pretty
how many?
Pretty patient guy, so I'm just, you know.
Do you have any idea how many have been offered? I think 9 on top of your Senate substitute is...
Something, yeah. I think that's about right.
And that was the second Senate substitute that was
out
here.
And there were 10 more there, yeah.
I know this is a higher level political science course, more so than the students that we have here. But if they have seen anything today, and maybe their teachers and parents, this is a prime example of what political books call and political scientists call log rolling.
Log rolling.
This is total log rolling where non-germane subjects get on one bill that's moving. No one really wants to stop it because they put their little provision on it, and it just explodes to now we've got a whole lot of legislation that's sitting out there on political subdivisions, I think is what you ended up retitling the
And I think
Senate
that's a byproduct of some of these issues being out there for a few years.
Well, there's one way to do it is to bring that bill forward, and if it gets
that.
The support...
We've done that.
Yeah, and then it
done, and I've kicked out,
doesn't get the support.
I've kicked out several local government bills. I think as a chairman right. of that committee, I owe it to the Senate for those ideas to be brought out to the floor in a broader context, and that's what I'm doing. So.
Right. So, and I appreciate that. Do you even recall what the underlying bill was?
Absolutely.
Okay, what was the underlying bill?
It had to do with political subdivisions and the economic development boards and the sales tax authorization that they have. Sufficiently broad to fit a broader title that was adopted in the Senate Committee substitute and out on this floor.
No, actually the underlying bill related to members of economic development tax boards.
Right, that are creations of political subdivisions.
That was, no, it was a very narrow titled bill that said relating to the members of economic development tax boards.
And it deals with cities, towns, and villages that are authorized to create those.
Okay. The title of the original bill was relating to members of economic development tax boards. So that was
in a section,
that was the
right in a section bill. Dealing with political subdivisions and those and the authority for those economic development organizations and sales tax authority that comes with it.
And we're now going into the appointment of circuit clerks in the judicial branch. That is
a political
in your subdivision.
Sure.
The judiciary is a political subdivision now.
No, the circuit in which it is located.
Circuit clerk is a political subdivision of St. Louis?
I didn't say that.
Okay. So are you saying that the appointment of...
Right. Did you raise a point of order on that amendment?
No, I'm going to, because it's in your substitute.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that the substitute goes beyond the scope of the underlying bill.
Senate substitute?
Yeah, the Senate substitute goes beyond the scope of the underlying bill.
The Senate substitute number 2.
As amended. The Senate substitute, as amendment.
You're free to make it.
As amended. And that's my intention to do. We also have...
I figured you were up to something, Senator. You were sitting there
we have the,
so patiently.
The selling of liquor at St. Louis International Airport?
Yep.
Okay, that's in there. That's for when a tornado comes through, so we can sell at the airport till 4 a.m.? Okay, that's
I think it's been diagnosed as a cure for red eye.
Okay. We have taxation of timeshare units.
By political subdivisions, yep.
Timeshare units are now a political subdivision?
No, but you know this. County assessors and collectors, those properties are assessed. And how they're demarcated as commercial or residential is what is germane to the bill.
Okay, and then let's see, we have, what else do we have?
There's a lot of
stuff. We have alternatives to abortion that is now in this bill.
As was crafted for political subdivisions to have authority
okay.
or to prevent them from doing things.
Okay. And then we have fire sprinkler installers and regulations on fire sprinkler installers. Okay. Well, I think more than anything else, this is a prime example of log rolling, and thankfully, the state of Missouri and its citizens in drafting its state constitution has put in place protections against that anti-log rolling, and it's commonly been interpreted as Hammerschmidt, as the Hammerschmidt case, and we've seen many, many laws, I mean, more so than the historical norm, that have been invalidated through those type of lawsuits. I mean, you would agree with that.
Yeah, and you're an astute and smart guy. You're also very aware that this isn't the final step in the legislative process, right? That we have a conference committee. So well, the bill that comes out of here isn't the bill that the court would rule on if it's challenged.
I think we have an amendment that this dropped, so maybe... maybe we should allow this amendment to go on and, you know, kind of take our time, make sure we get everything that we want on this bill, and
happy
then we'll
to do
be
it.
In a position
happy to
do
it. Because as you know, this is not the final bill.
I don't know that. Actually, I sat on this floor and watched the senator from Nottoway say, this is not going to be the final bill on an economic development bill. It went over to the House, and Jetton just picked it up and passed it. So I don't know that, and I think many people have actually stood on this floor and said, you know, hey, I'll go to conference. You don't have the ability to go to conference. If the House just takes up and passes this bill.
They theoretically should. Yeah, yeah. Theoretically they could.
So, all we can deal with is what we have before us
right.
in the body. So I appreciate the inquiry.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cape.
To inquire the senator from the 5th.
Senator from the 5th does not appear to be on the floor. Sergeant of Arms will find the senator of the 5th and bring her here. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I would seek unanimous consent during this break in the action to introduce some special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and your right, we have a great homeschool family from back home. They've come up to actually observe and be involved in the process. They were observing a House bill over in the lower chamber and decided to come and see how things look here in the upper chamber. And they're from Washington, Missouri. Their names are, I don't have my glasses on, Mr. President, Mike Chartreau, Lisa Gildahouse, Samantha Gildahouse, Ollie Gildahouse, and Emily Gildahouse. If they would stand and if the body would make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the senator from Franklin please rise, and would the Missouri State Senate make them feel welcome this morning. Senator from the 5th, do you yield to an inquiry for the senator from Cape Girardeau?
Yes, I do, Mr.
She
President.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Everybody, and some more than others, have had an opportunity to offer amendments on this bill.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I saw that you dropped two amendments. We were kind of getting close to a point where the Energizer Bunny was even running out of steam. And I wanted to inquire of you, because I saw that you distributed these, if you wanted an opportunity to offer them, or you have decided not to offer them.
I do, and I want to draw your attention to the second one, Senator. That would be 21S.
Typed one, not the handwritten one.
The typed one, not the handwritten one, exactly. The handwritten one we won't do.
Okay.
What this amendment does, Senator, is essentially it removes a section in the bill that refers to who manages the parking development in the city of St. Louis. At this point, it is in the hands of the treasurer. And this particular amendment, well, the language
state
in the
treasurer?
Bill. No, our city treasurer. You know, we have county offices in St. Louis, absolutely. The city treasurer.
Okay.
Currently, it is in the hands of the city treasurer, and the section in the bill on page 69 says that.
Three senators on the floor. Yes. Senator from Howell, for what purpose do you rise?
Yes, I apologize to the senators, but I request unanimous permission to introduce some special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Mr. President, they got up early this morning and come to visit their capital. Up here are the fourth graders from Willow Springs Schools, the Willow Springs Bears. So I'd like the body to make them feel welcome and hope they enjoy their day here at the Capitol.
Would the Willow Springs Bears please rise in the gallery, and would the Missouri State Senate make them feel welcome today? Senator from the 5th and Senator from Cape, please proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Senator, there's a lot of bears in the woods.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of bears.
There's a lot
there,
of bears. They've taken up almost the whole gallery up
that
there.
It is.
They look good.
They
we
look
love
great.
To have our school kids in the Senate.
Absolutely.
Okay, as I was saying, the way the bill reads now, the currently the city treasurer is in charge of parking development. The way this particular bill is reading is that power would be given to the mayor, and I'm removing that section for several reasons. I'm asking to remove it for several reasons.
Okay.
Number one, the treasurer is a county office, and he is elected by...
I thought the city of St. Louis was a city not within a county.
We are a city not within a county, but we have developed county offices in order to take care of some of the business that a county would have. It's very archaic, I admit. It's over 100 years old. One of the things we need to change,
gotcha.
And we'll get to that eventually. He is elected, or he or she is elected by the body, by the city of St. Louis. The other concern I have with this is that we are in the middle of an election for that office. And it,
treasurer?
For treasurer. And, okay. And if we should remove or make a change like this, then we've really kind of impugned the character of that race. That makes the four people who are involved having to make shifts of, I'm sure, some type of paradigms on how they're going to proceed. And thirdly, we've had no dialogue whatsoever in the city of St. Louis about making this change. There are many employees inside the treasurer's office, and at this point, we need to have some dialogue. Maybe perhaps that's a platform of one of the persons running for the office, and it's just not a timely thing to do. I think we need to remove it. Those of us here in the body, this body, myself and in the House, were not aware that there was a desire to have this occur. So I think at this point we need to remove it and allow the election to take place and then have some discussion about how the city needs to manage its parking development.
Fair enough. Now, this in no way, shape, or form is going to make it more expensive when my wife goes to White House Black Market or The Limited or any of those places.
Any of those. No, Senator, not at all. And I live fairly close to downtown. If she comes in, she may park at my home.
There you go.
All right.
I'll sit down and let you offer your amendment. Thank you, Senator.
Okay. Mr. President.
Senator from the 5th.
I have an amendment. It has been distributed, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the amendment forward. Seeing no objection, the reading shall be waived.
Thank you.
Would you like to explain your amendment?
I sure can. As I was saying to the senator from Cape, it has to do with removing a small section of the bill that has to do with who controls parking development in the city of St. Louis, and we'd like to take this language back to the way it exists now in statute and have that discussion later in the future.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 5th has moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Substitute Number 2. Senate Amendment Number 10, I stand corrected. Senate Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1623. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 4th, or the first one I saw rise?
To inquire, Senator from the 5th.
Senator from the 5th, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I agree with you that our current situation is pretty archaic, and we need to do something to streamline the offices in the city of St. Louis. I, for one, don't understand why the city treasurer isn't involved in parking at all. But when you go to remove this language, and I haven't spoken with anybody about putting the language in or taking it out, so I'm not involved in this. I am merely on the outside thinking this is an ample opportunity to streamline operations of the city. Did anybody approach you to take this language out?
Absolutely not. I was just sitting here reading through the bill this morning, and I saw it, and I saw that it was a House bill, so I talked to some of our House members who had no knowledge of it as it relates to the city of St. Louis, and I thought it was pretty good. You didn't mention to me that you had put it in, and I just think it's not time for us. This is not the bill to do it. And, you know, issues in the city of St. Louis are particularly sticky, and I think we need to have some dialogue with our citizens about a change like that. Maybe the citizens aren't interested in it going to the mayor. Maybe it should go to another city department, or maybe we shouldn't be doing parking development at all. Maybe it should be privatized. So I think we need an opportunity in the city of St. Louis to have some very honest and open dialogue about it.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you there, and I'm going to oppose your amendment, only because, in my feeling, any step forward is a good step, and this is a step forward for the city. So I'm going to oppose your amendment, and I would encourage the body to oppose it. So thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the Senator from the 5th.
Senator from the 5th, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
She does. Proceed.
Well, I have completely been enjoying the last couple of days.
Yes.
And I saw all of these amendments that started piling up on my desk, and then I found out whose bill this was. It's my replacement in the House. And
your replacement in
my
the
replacement
House. Someone
in the
has
House.
Identified themselves.
Three senators on the floor. Senator from Newton, for what purpose do you rise?
I apologize to those in debate, but I would ask unanimous consent for an introduction.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Quickly, the McKinley Elementary School from Joplin fifth grade class in the upper gallery, and we welcome them to the process of the Missouri Senate and ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Would the guests in the center from Newton and from McKinley School please rise, and would the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome today? Senator from the 14th, proceed.
Mr. President, I've been completely enjoying this because my replacement in the House sponsored the original language. And he's been, you know, telling people all over the place that he is a little bit frustrated with how things work in the House. And, you know, I served there for 6 years, and you served for 8 years in the House. And, you know, we have a democratic process in place. I'm excited when the bill goes back. He's going to have to figure out whether or not he wants to offer this with pro-life language in it.
Yeah, interesting. You said you had an opponent. Is that what you're saying already? It's 2012. Somebody's decided.
I never said that.
I'm sorry.
it's amazing. You know, we served in the minority. We
yes.
both, and we were minorities
yes.
within the minority.
Yes. Double within minority the, within the minority.
And sometimes
it's a triple minority.
Sometimes triple minority.
Triple.
And, you know, last night I was thinking about privilege. You know, we've never had the ultimate privilege, you and I. We've always had to struggle to get our
Very
points
true.
Across and
Very
to
true.
Achieve certain things.
Right.
And, you know, I was just contemplating what does privilege mean? It's funny because there another representative over there complained that she had to stand up for 2 hours. I remember standing up for 4 hours.
That was more than that for you personally.
No, in the House, I remember standing up for 4 hours.
Absolutely.
On the immigration bill, I think the senator from Franklin may recall, there there's a bill on immigration, and I was standing up for 4 hours to be recognized. And I got to tell you, you know, when you serve in the House, you have a different kind of, you know, respect for the process. Not to take anything away from anyone else who has not, but you have a different respect. So it's just fascinating to me that this bill got hijacked. I'm completely enjoying it.
Let me ask you a question, Senator. You said one of your colleagues offered this, so this was a county representative that put this in this bill?
You're talking about your amendment? I'm not talking about that person, it's another person.
The city of St. Louis has elected, right now, 14 members, 3 senators and 11 representatives to represent the city of St. Louis, and we don't really need anybody else to bring anything to the body. There's enough of us to represent everybody. We're very capable of doing it. I think we all, just like all the senators, are in tune with their constituents. Their voting record reflects their district.
Absolutely.
Their dialogue reflects their district. Their legislation reflects their district, and we're quite capable of doing that. Let me add that to the list of why I'm going to take this out of this bill, because he doesn't live where I live. He doesn't walk in my shoes, and he better not try to do that right now.
You know, he should have come to the senators who represent St. Louis City.
Yeah.
And did the lobbyist or any of the lobbyists for St. Louis City?
I haven't seen anybody about it. I was just sitting here reading through the bills like I do.
You just didn't know.
I ran across it and it says St. Louis parking or what? Mm-hmm. What St. Louis parking?
Well, I frankly would like you to add your amendment on. I am enjoying this bill being hijacked. Because it's going to have to go back over to the House.
Have to go back.
And
our
I'd
conference.
Like to see the different facial expressions of certain people when it does go back over there. And I wonder how they're going to deal with it.
Absolutely.
So I do support your amendment. I know
Thank
that
you.
There have been issues before dealing with parking.
Yes. And the election as it relates to who's going to be in charge of that.
Exactly.
At this
and
point.
You guys need to deal with that. Since no one came to you for or against, you're doing what you feel is right to do, and that is your thing that you
Absolutely.
Can do because you are a senator, and as we said earlier,
right.
We're all on our own island.
Yes.
We're absolutely and cannot be controlled.
Absolutely. I'm Shirley Chisholm, unbought and unbossed, and I love it.
Exactly. Thank
all
you
right.
so much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Senator from the 15th, for what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire the Senator from the 5th?
Senator from the 5th, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
She
Thank
does,
you, Senator.
Proceed.
My understanding of this, and I'm part of the reason why we get this stuff out here is to air out some of these issues, was that previously these dollars, the parking money had been controlled by the Treasurer, and there was some concern maybe about how that money had been used, but that everybody running for that position, there was a lot of support within the city to have that go into the general budget as opposed to being segregated. So my understanding of where we were is probably a little different than your opinion or your perspective on this. I know that the senator from the 4th has a different perspective than the senator from the 5th.
Yes.
And whatever the will of the body is on this, if this thing does move forward, you know, we'll move forward. So,
right.
But I appreciate you talking about this.
Yeah, absolutely, because it definitely was not a general thought that this should happen. I mean, we haven't had that dialogue in the city sans the election, and one of the persons running for election was very involved in the activities of the treasurer's office. Don't know what his platform is, and not even thinking of that. But as the election goes forward and the people select who they want, I think at that point is the time when we need to have a dialogue as to what do we do about parking development. This would be premature. And the city, we just haven't had that dialogue, seriously. Yes, there have been some problems there, but again, one of those persons running is one of the persons who's been involved, worked for as an employee and as a consultant for the parking treasurer. So it's to make it clean is to just let it ride these last 2 or 3 months as it is in statute, and then we could have that dialogue should the new treasurer choose to have it.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Further discussion? Senator, before I recognize you to close, the chair would seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests. Thank you. This morning we have joined with us number three of the Kehoe clan, Maggie Kehoe, number three of four, and her friend Grace Verslois. They're here from St. Joseph's Cathedral School today, observing the actions of the Missouri State Senate. I'd ask my colleagues to make them feel welcome today. Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the Fifth moves. The Senator from the Fifth renews her motion that Senate Amendment Number 2, the Senate Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1623 be adopted. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an amendment. It has been distributed, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send the amendment forward. Seeing no objection, the reading shall be waived.
Mr. President, for clarification, because there's been several versions of this, the amendment that we are working from is the one that ends in .20S. Mr. President, I would move for the adoption of the amendment and to explain the amendment. For some period of time, there was brave discussion leading to a lawsuit in Clay County over the distribution of road and bridge tax money. Most all of us that are here in the Missouri General Assembly were not involving ourselves in any way in that, just simply because the municipalities were in square disagreement with the county. Well, now it's been all the way through the trial process and through the appellate process, and now all of the municipalities, with the exception of the Kansas City portion of Clay, is in 100% agreement that we must, well, everybody's in agreement that we must have legislation to conclude the lawsuit. Everybody is in basic agreement of what that needs to look like, with the exception that Kansas City's 99% there, and with this bill, we believe that they are 100% there. Just so that everybody knows, I have done my level best to send all this language out to everyone. I was in discussions late last evening with Mayor James of Kansas City and Councilwoman Cindy Serco. What the bill does is it incorporates a bill that was sponsored by Representative Jerry Nolte. That's where everybody is in total agreement. The City of Kansas City asked for additional assurance so that portion of the City of Kansas City that's in Clay, that they would have clear authority on their own without having the County Commission to be their gatekeeper, that the City Council on their own would have the authority to put a tax to a vote of the people as to whether or not that they would like to raise their taxes for road and bridge revitalization. That is what the amendment does on page 3. It makes clear that portion that the City of Kansas City in Clay would be able to create a road and bridge revitalization district. Mayor James indicated to me the amount that they would want to be able to put up to a certain amount on the ballot. And also, because of the discussion that we heard earlier from the senator from the 10th, I thought she had a great idea that the voters know the length of time that they're asking for the tax to be extended. That language has been included in here. And unless there are any questions, I would renew my motion.
The senator from Clay has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 11. Does any senator desire to be heard?
President.
Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. You and I haven't had a chance to discuss this amendment yet. I was vaguely aware that there were negotiations going on out. The last that I heard, we're drafting this amendment in such a way that you can continue your negotiations as we move back over to the House. Is that correct?
Yes. It's, in fact, this doesn't look exactly the way, what we had talked about doing this, creating a mechanism, and I think Mayor James' particular language was pursuant to existing statutory authority. And we talked along with their representatives that we regularly see here in the hallway, Mr. Gamble and Mr. Panettiere,
sure,
about doing this exact same thing. There was some discussion with our research team that we believed that they had existing authority through the use of a community improvement district.
Okay.
This is basically our attempt to spell it out in red letters that we are definitely creating a mechanism for the city of Kansas City to have what we believe, on the best information and belief that we have right now, your lawyer, take a look at it yourself, see what you think, that this is making it doubly clear that not only do they have existing statutes with regard to... I think, Senator, you're trying to get the presiding officer's attention.
I'm sorry. Senator, we're having a very important debate here, and one of our colleagues is trying to kind of skirt the rules of the Senate and slowly wheel himself out of our conversation. I was trying to get the attention of the president to let him know that there may be an attempt to thwart the Senate rules here, and I'd just like you to pay attention to the middle of the chamber, and any attempt to get out of this conversation should be swiftly stopped.
The senator, the president will keep a straight eye on the senator from
Thank
Polk.
You so much. Senator, I don't want to prolong this, one, because I think another senator needs to get out, but number two, I just wanted to make sure that point 20S is, this reflects the negotiation process that you guys have had.
Senator, this is happening really fast.
Yep.
I welcome your input,
no,
anybody else's. But this is our best attempt at this point, and I'm sure Mr. Gamble and I'm sure our presiding commissioner is probably either listening to us right now or they're working on things via email.
Cool.
That we're all I'm trying to do is facilitate driving the stake through the heart of this zombie lawsuit.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Run.
Further discussion. Senator from the ninth, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
All right, Senator. Thank you. Good morning. And I think you stated earlier that this was being worked out with the mayor, of course, is in support of this. And
well, the mayor is in support of this as with the understanding that this is rapidly coming down pursuant to our conversation last night. And what we learned from research is that we believe that the community improvement district language as it exists in statute is a vehicle for the city of Kansas City. What's in here is just our attempt to add yet another layer of protection to ensure that the city of Kansas City is fully on board with this legislation going forward, because everybody does agree that Representative Nolte's bill is necessary to conclude the lawsuit so that settlement payments can begin.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask about the representative from the Nolte's district legislation. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
And once again, take a look at it. If there's any questions or concerns, let's deal with them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Clay renews her motion that Senate Amendment Number 11 to Senate Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1623 be adopted. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator from Cape.
Mr. President, to inquire of you.
State your inquiry.
Will this bill go to fiscal oversight? He's working on it.
No, it will not.
Okay. So we've looked at everything as amended, and it will not be, under Senate rules, required to go to fiscal oversight at this point.
That is my understanding, yes.
Okay. Are we sure?
We are sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. President. To raise a point of order.
State your point of order.
The Senate substitute and the Senate committee substitute goes beyond the scope of the underlying House version of the bill. The title of the House version of House Bill 1623 was relating to the members of economic development tax boards. The title for the Senate substitute is relating to political subdivisions. Thus, the Senate substitute expands the title beyond the very specific title of the House version. The subject matter of the House version was limited to delineating the membership of the Economic Development Tax Boards, including the qualification of members and the size of the boards. The Senate substitute broadens the bill to include a number of provisions dealing with various political subdivisions, including Buchanan County, ordinance violations, sports complex commissioners, municipal courts, the appointment of the circuit clerk in the judiciary of the city of St. Louis, the metropolitan part, the recreation districts, the Jackson County Parks, Trails, and Greenways districts, which entity will oversee TIF redevelopment plans, Taney County Emergency Services Board, fireworks classifications in federal law, anemometer towers, I don't even know what that is, the selling of liquor at the St. Louis Airport. Thus, the subject matter is expanded to include subjects not covered or even contemplated by God himself when he created the legislation to begin with, including the version of the bill. I rise to specifically raise the point of order that the Senate substitute and the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 1623 are both out of order, as the Senate substitute and the Senate committee substitute both go beyond the scope of the underlying perfected House version of the bill for the following reasons. The Senate substitute and Senate committee substitute introduce new and unrelated material. Nowhere in the House version of the bill does it cover or even contemplate changing a variety of provisions, including Buchanan County Ordinance, violations, sports complex commissioners, municipal courts, the appointment of the circuit clerk in the city of St. Louis within exclusively the judiciary, TIF redevelopment plans, the Taney County Emergency Services Board, firework classifications in the state of Missouri, and the distribution and time frame of liquor sales at the St. Louis Airport. Nor do the numerous provisions relating to all types of political subdivisions contained in the Senate substitute and the Senate committee substitute relate remotely to the original intent of modifying the membership of economic development tax boards. The Senate substitute and the Senate committee substitute both expand the very specific title of the House version of the bill. The House version title was relating to members of economic development tax boards. The Senate substitute and Senate committee substitute both changed the original intent and broadens the scope of the bill by changing the title to relating to political subdivisions. Mr. President.
Senator from Cape.
To speak on the point of order.
Can I clarify that the point of order is on Senate substitute number two?
Yes.
And some Senate committee substitute?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Senator. Proceed.
Yes. And I can speak on the Senate substitute. I have reduced this to writing. It was distributed to the pro tem probably 2 days ago when we saw this coming. So hopefully we'll be able to get a quick ruling on
that. The point of order will be referred to the pro tem. Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Speak on the point of order.
Proceed.
And I'm happy that the normal rules of discovery don't apply to the Missouri Senate, because I would have liked to see a copy of that in 2 days, but I know the rules of evidence don't apply here. And I also know that my learned colleague from CAPE has given a long dissertation about why he believes this point of order should be upheld. And what I've learned over time, just because you talk for a long time and there's a lot of words in your explanation, doesn't change this simple fact. The bill was related to political subdivisions, the economic development councils, and sales tax authorization. The bill, as most bills do, was expanded in that committee with the Senate committee substitute to deal with political subdivisions. We are dealing with that before this body here, and I would ask that the point of order be not well taken. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, to rule on the point of order.
Proceed.
Point of order is not well taken. Mr. President.
Senator from Cape.
I have an amendment. It is short, and it can be read.
Send the amendment forward. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 12, offered by Senator Crowell to amend Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1623, page 161, section 701.550, line 3, by inserting after all of said line the following, quote, Section 1, notwithstanding any provision of law to the contrary, the provisions of Sections 290.210, to 290.340 concerning prevailing wage shall not apply to any public works project undertaken in any political subdivision of this state, close quote, and further amend the title and enacting clause accordingly.
Senator, would you like to explain your amendment?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. This repeals prevailing wage. Be happy to answer any questions. If I could get five members standing, I would request a roll call vote. One, two, three, four.
Senator from the 7th, are you standing? Thank you. You have a required member standing.
Thank you.
The senator from Cape moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 12. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 11th.
I would request a copy of that amendment, please, and it be distributed to the body.
Copy shall be distributed.
Mr. President, I would also, on receipt of the copy, wish to raise a point of order. This changes provisions of Chapter 290 as the sponsor of the bill articulated. This does not, Chapter 290 is not anywhere in the bill. The amendment goes beyond the scope of the original bill and contains multiple subjects. The amendment goes beyond the title of the original bill, and the amendment goes beyond the original purpose of the bill.
The point of order shall be referred to the President pro tem. Senator from Cape.
Speak on the point of order.
Proceed.
My point of order is not well stated. His point of order is not well stated.
President from Stoddard. Senator from Stoddard.
To rule on the point of order. The point Proceed. Of order is not well taken.
Senator from the 11th.
May I inquire of the senator from 15th?
Senator from 15th, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
I was, I don't know if the President pro tem even got a copy of the amendment, but anyway. I bet you have. Senator, I heard on these points of orders about not being well taken. As you know, this is an issue that is pretty, we're stuck with this. I know there's a roll call on it, but this has been an issue that, like others in this body, there's a lot of passions. We have attempted to try to work some resolution to it. This is not it. And, you know, it's certainly the right of any senator to propose whatever legislation, but I simply can't allow this to happen. Just like, as you know, you've been frustrated that we can't sometimes get a vote on economic development issues. We can't get a vote on that. That's the nature of a Senate, but that I just wanted to tell you, I respect the work you did, but as long as this amendment is here, I don't think that we can really do it, and I don't think it's the way that we have been working with others on trying to resolve this issue. You know, I don't believe that by amendment we should undo six decades of Missouri law.
Well, I was born at Knight Center. I wasn't born last night, and I understand that if this goes on, there's issues, and I'm respectful of the process that is ongoing to try to find a resolution to this issue, and I know it's important to a lot of people. My intent, of course, was, as chairman of that committee, was to give people an opportunity to help their local communities for issues that have been built up over a few years, and so here we are. So I get it. I understand.
Sure. Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from 13th?
Senator from the 13th, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 11th?
Yes.
He does. Proceed. three senators on the floor. Senator from the 15th, for what purpose do you rise?
Grim Reaper approached. Would you lay that bill on the informal calendar?
The bill shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from Polk on a privileged motion?
Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privileged motion.
Proceed.
Mr. President, I move that conferees on House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 568 as amended be allowed to exceed the differences for the purpose of adding Section 554.046, and it is the non-resident violator compact. And I asked the senator from Saline probably if there is once more details of that to explain this, but this has directly to do with CDL license is what it has to do. So if there's any questions, I would ask they refer them to the senator, but that's my understanding. That's the only part we're seeing the differences on.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Polk. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, can you explain what we're being asked to do in this motion?
We got a letter from the federal whatever in January. All right, if you want it, I can do it. But, we got a letter, and ordinarily we get these letters, and then it waits. You know, you have 6 months, you get another letter, and what have you. And we did some work early, and it's contained in this bill to qualify Missouri on CDL license, had to do with DWI and what have you. The first letter, I think, came January the 12th, and like I said, ordinarily you've got 18 months to deal with it. But we've had three letters in the last 3 months, and if we, the threat is that if we don't add this compact to our law, then Missouri has the potential of losing the ability to write CDL licenses or issue CDL licenses.
Okay.
And it's one of those things that this is a compact. It's what they're trying to do is keep people from being able to mask convictions in one state to another. And every time we pass one of these federal rules or mandates, somebody gets smart enough to figure out how to get around it. They're just trying to close a loophole. This is an opportunity. It fits on the bill. We've got our other CDL language on this bill, and it's not something I intended to do this year.
Okay.
But since the threat seems to be imminent, I think it's appropriate that we do it.
Okay, and so all it does is that we would enter into an interstate compact so that we can have more effective enforcement of folks who are trying to get around their criminal records to get CDLs in states
right.
When they've been denied in other states.
Right.
And this is a little unusual because this isn't a bill that was filed and run through the process, but the urgency is that we could very well stand to lose our ability to license CDL drivers if we don't get this done.
That's
and you've received
right.
enough papers from the federal whatever that we're going to go ahead and...
They seem to be very serious about it.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. I understand.
We are on the motion from the senator from Polk. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Andrew, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from Polk.
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you. Senator, why do we need to open up? Okay, first of all, let's understand where we are. This is not the last Wednesday session. There's 2.5 weeks left. There are many bills still moving. Why do we need to exceed on this bill to put it in to get this done?
Why?
Why don't we just put it in another transportation bill?
Well, in this particular bill, I think we're close to getting this completed and finished. Matter of fact, we have a hearing today at 6 o'clock or after adjournment to finish this up, and I think there's things inside the bill that I'd like to get completed early before we get...
Well, okay. I've got some stuff I'd like to get done early, too, so if you'd like to expand your request to add my stuff in, I'd be happy to let this go. Otherwise, we're going to find a transportation bill that everyone has a chance to put their stuff in and not exceed the differences 2.5 weeks out. I mean, that's like in February saying we got to get this done quick because I'm not sure we're going to make it.
You know, you like to get some things done so you can move on with the process, but I also know you have a little concern. Hopefully that'll get taken care of somewhere else, maybe some language you have or something somewhere, I thought.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I'm not being bashful about this. I have language I want to get passed, and I want it in a transportation bill that's going to pass, and it's not in this one. And if this is so important that we got to exceed the differences here, that tells me that there's some concern that we're not going to get a transportation bill done this year. So if that's the dynamic that's unfolding 2.5 weeks out, then I'm going to stand here until you expand your call to put my stuff in. I mean, I guess my point is if we need to fix this, that's fine. I got it. I understand it. Then let's do it in another bill, and that way we all have a chance to make sure all of our stuff gets done together.
Well, I would hope that there's other transportation bills to get too. I would not hope this is the main transportation bill, but, I would like to get this done is all I'm saying. And
I'm not trying to keep you from getting this done. I'm saying that there are other things that many of us have that we want to get done. There's 2.5 weeks of session left, which means there should be plenty of time to get other transportation-related bills done. I need to understand why this is such a vital importance that we're not going to get another bill done this session, that we need to take the extraordinary steps of exceeding the differences, which very seldom happens over here, to put this in.
Well, I suppose I'm learning as I go. In this process, if you want me to...
I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let me ask the senator from Saline.
Okay. Mr. President, I withdraw my motion.
Senator from Polk has withdrawn his motion. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, would you please refer House Bill 1318, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1640, with Senate Committee Substitute, and the House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1498, with Senate Committee Substitute, to the Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight?
Those bills shall be referred. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senate is on the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government will be meeting upon adjournment in the Senate Lounge.
Senate is on the order of business of announcements. Announcements? Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much. Could I inquire the Senator from the 15th?
Senator from the 15th, do you yield?
I do, yes.
He does proceed.
You did a great job last week with your jobs committee. It was done by 1:30, so our education committee could start on time. Do you plan on doing that again this week?
I think we might be. I don't want to give you... Yes, by 1:30, I think we'll be done.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to make an announcement. The Senate Education Committee will start promptly at 1:30. Our vice chairman, the senator from Franklin, will be chairing the meeting today. He's bringing his gavel, so that's another reason to go. So, Senate Education, 1:30 today, Senate Lounge. Thank you.
We are on the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 3 o'clock this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator 23rd. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Guys, appear to have it. Eyes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess till 3 p.m. this day.